up and coming events that's coming up that people should look out for or anything?
I stand House of Harley. Talk radio.
So as far as like artists or like piano players, do they contact you if they want to perform or? You pretty much just the bar, piano, people come out and perform. Do you serve food or is it just straight alcohol?
We do serve food, very light food. We are not a restaurant by far.
Do you have, like, any social networking information to get out to the people?
Email. Time. You can go on and make reservations for the office. Reserve a table.
Okay, so there you have it. Rob, thank you for coming out and interviewing us and interviewing with us. And if y'all are out there, listening, come to 700 Gervais Street at the Rocket Man Piano, Dueling Piano Bar, and check it out. It's really live. It's a lot of action. People are sitting around having fun. I'm enjoying myself. I'm going to make a request. I don't know what, but I'm going to come up with something. But y'all definitely be out there. Come on out. House of Harley Talk Radio. Thank you. So there you have it. That's House of Harley Talk Radio. We're coming to you live. That was Rob. He is the owner of the Rocket Man Dueling Piano Bar. So if you're out there, come on out and enjoy. We are definitely having a great, 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 great time. Okay? So, we are definitely live right now. And we got everything hooked up. Doing like live shows is so tough, isn't it?
It's very tough.
It's like I'm realizing like we're having like
Yes, and we can barely hear each other.
Yeah. This is
Oh, yeah.
We can put that. And then talking to the mic. So definitely, if you're out there riding around 700 Gervais Street, Rocket Man, Dueling Piano Bar. Yeah. So come on out. And we have. Nicole Brady, she turned up, y'all. We have Nicole Brady here. This redhead from, what's your business called?
Red Hair Media, for marketing
Media.
Company, but also find lovers with speeddatingsc.com.
Okay, cool. So. Tell us about the event that you were having out here tonight.
Well, tonight was for a unique crowd, and we We cater to all crowds. So tonight was lipsticks and lesbians.
Wow.
I know. I don't judge, but
yeah.
Everybody needs love.
Everybody needs love.
And it was a success. We got a couple matches already, so we'll see how it goes.
I heard they came in and left.
Well, no.
Did they leave together?
They did leave together.
Wow. So they're probably getting it in right now.
I'm good. But we do have some people here that were for other events, and we got more events coming up. 50 and older, silver and sexy, big black and lovely, Christian single sexy.
Okay.
If you're looking for love, I got it for you.
Okay, so real quick, like tell everybody about speed dating, because a lot of people in the Columbia area are like, speed dating?
Yeah.
What the hell is speed dating?
Speed
they don't
dating.
Know what speed dating is. What?
It's cheap. It is.
I messed up her picture. I went like this.
Stop messing up her picture.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I guess we got a smile, right?
Smile. So, anyway. So, speed dating. Okay, wait. I got somebody who wants to interview.
Who is he?
He did a speed dating thing. He's always.
Okay.
He's a young college guy looking for love.
So, he did speed dating. Come on. Right here. Have everybody. Is it on?
You're
good.
Okay,
you're live,
baby. Yeah, we're on. You're on.
I'm on.
Okay, so I saw you like waving. I was like, who is this guy? What is he? What?
Which guy? Who am I? I'm just a young guy looking for some speed dating here.
Okay. Speed dating yet? Or?
Yeah, I have.
So how did you like it?
I loved it. You know, it's a good way to just meet people. Find like little things that I need to know about people. If you're a really shy person, you don't want to just talk to. If you're a really person and you just go out there in the real world to like go out on a dinner date with someone. If you just want to kind of find out the basics, you know, everyone's nervous when they're meeting each other. So if you're quick.
Yeah, and it's usually cheaper, you guys. It's only $15, so it saves you some cash, right?
Exactly.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So it's an easy way for a man. To get a cheap date.
No,
and
no.
And not be called cheap.
Well, No.
I got to defend that.
No. It's not a cheap date.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I got to go against that.
Okay, go, baby.
It's not a cheap date. There's many guys out there who are very good at speaking to women, okay? There's some guys that aren't that good at speaking to women.
Yep.
They need...
a little push.
But they have big hearts, and they have a lot to offer.
Okay.
So maybe they need some speed date. You get to introduce yourself, find out the basics of what you need, and then from there you can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your first time, were you shy, or were you like ready to go?
I was a little shy. Okay. I gotta admit, I was very shy.
Okay, that's cool. So did you make a love connection or anything?
Love connection? Honestly, no love connection. But there was a couple girls when I was doing the speed date where it was very, like. I could see myself dating this girl. Marry's a big word. I'm not going to say I could marry this girl, but there were times where I was like, wow, I could easily date this girl. Like, she's down to earth.
And it only cost you $15.
And it only cost me
$15.
Just
$15.
Only $15.
$15. Hey, fellas, $15.
If you're looking for a nice guy, a nice girl, and a secure environment, and not... spending all your money all night at a bar, and you're actually trying to meet people that are actually single,
exactly.
Then it's perfect.
That's
so
cool.
It's not a cheap date. It's a intense mental date. You're
exactly.
looking to meet your mate, and if it only costs you $15 and you meet 25 women, if it didn't work out, you're fine.
How often can you go out?
Never.
How often can you go to a bar and drink and be like, all right, I'm going to find the woman? No.
Yep.
You pay $15, you can meet 25 women and maybe find a girl.
If you go to a bar, if a man goes to a bar, he'll probably spend about $100 easy on buying drinks for women.
And you get emails.
Fake emails, fake numbers.
And get this.
Yeah, and get
well,
this.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, if you guys are out there, give speed dating a chance. I highly, highly recommend it. I'll be doing these shows every time Nicole has these speed dating events, and I actually want to see them in like in person, see it in action, and see how it actually works.
And we're waiting for our first love connection. We're watching six couples right now. We've only been started since February.
Okay.
But I have six couples that have matched and are continuously dating. So who knows? We might have some wedding bells in the mix.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm waiting, but I bet I'll find my love at the next one.
Hey,
right.
It's only a matter of time.
If you get married, invite House of Harley Talk Radio.
Exactly.
And we'll do a live broadcast.
Yeah, we'll hook you. And Red Hair Media will do your whole promotion. We'll set it up. We'll decorate for you, too.
We do. YouTube videos, too.
Yep.
So we'll put your wedding on YouTube. If that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what she wanted.
YouTube, am I right? Like, come on.
Yeah, okay.
Who doesn't like being
so
on YouTube?
You just go to www.speeddatingsc.com. I'll hook you up.
Cool. So once again, what's your name again?
My name is Connor.
Connor?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
cool.
And he's
Connor.
Single and really, really sexy
he
and
has
sweet.
Nice curly hair, ladies.
Very curly hair.
Yeah, come on out here. Real down to earth.
I got guys talking
so
to
come
me.
On out.
I'm just saying.
So yeah, Nicole got people all over her. It's live.
I'm not
Does
single,
like
by the
champion?
Way. Yes, you. He
looks like
champion.
Champion.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I thought it was champion for a minute.
I knew him. Yeah. Come on.
He looked just like him. So, but yeah, definitely y'all, come on out, 700 Gervais Street, Rocket Man Dueling Piano Bar. Come on out and enjoy yourself. Go ahead.
Okay. What's your name?
Jason.
Jason, are you single?
At the moment, yes.
Yes.
With who, though?
Well, that's the whole fun of the game.
What's the fun
you,
of the game?
You pay $15, you come to a speeding event, you meet 15 to 25 women that are single and looking for love. Would you be up for that?
I would be up for that. I don't believe they're looking for love, though.
Yeah, they are, because they're looking for the same thing you are, baby. We're all looking for love.
I'm looking for zero snapback when I tell you I'm going to be home a little later than when I go off work. That's what I'm looking for. That's it.
All right.
Hey, listen. It's not hard to deal with me.
Okay, I see
all
you.
I want is love and standing.
Okay, well, there's a woman out there for you, baby.
You promise?
I promise.
Is she sitting in front of me?
I'm married, but I'll find you someone.
This gets the girl in every movie I've ever watched. This gets the girl.
That's why it works in movies, honey. It works in real life.
Fair enough.
We like women like reality, not movies.
Real life.
Real life.
Okay.
You gotta be true.
I'm gonna be true. I'm sorry. Hey, yeah, listen. Your co-host is very beautiful.
Oh, he said my co-host is very beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Well, I told him I was married, so he's not into me anymore. What? She's going to go get him.
he's trying to make love connections. You know he's doing speed
dating. I'm trying. I'm all about making love connections. That's
all. What I'm talking about.
It's
That's
all
good.
About low, baby.
So, oh, no, the picture up. I asked her, was my stomach poking out?
You guys on the
she
radio
said, yeah.
can't see this, but we're sucking it in.
Yeah, we got to.
Sucking it in.
We got to do the suck in.
We got the Photoshop skinny film on the... You got to press it all the way. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Hold on, I can't hold it in that long.
One more time.
Oh, my gosh. What? Are you serious? I'm just saying, any photo with Nikki in it, you better Photoshop it. I'm just saying.
Is he even pointing? Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's all in the co-host.
All right.
Oh, my God, he's doing like a whole beach.
We're on live radio, y'all, and they're, like, taking mad pictures. It's all good. It's out of control, y'all. This is live radio.
Yeah.
We're taking pictures and interviewing and making love connections. What's next?
You got a little live radio.
Yeah.
Oh, they're throwing like paper plates across the room. We got chocolate covered strawberries. It's just like a party up here.
I don't know
here.
What's going on right
saying.
Now.
I want some.
Are they?
Do you have some? They ate them all.
Oh.
Darn.
always gone.
I know. What?
I don't know what's going on, but they're throwing these little
these little cards around.
How do you say this? Oculto?
That is Oculto beer by Budweiser. It's a new release. It's a tequila barrel stave.
Okay.
It's a new launch party of Budweiser beer. And to be honest, I drink it. As a marketing person, I do not like the name. It says Oculto. But we're trying to do the whole Spanish face painted thing. But the beer is friggin' delicious. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was
I'm not a beer
good.
Fan, and it was pretty good.
I mean, it might be because it was free tonight. But,
I am a beer fan.
I'm just
tonight.
Saying.
Next time you got to pay for it, you can be like,
I didn't get paid, but they gave me free beer. But Oculto beer is really good. I swear. I don't promote any things unless I've tried it. It's really good. Throw a lime in there. It was actually sweet, and it didn't taste like horse pee-pee. No offense, Budweiser.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I don't drink beer too much.
Exactly.
Because it just has that.
But why come up with like, okay, we're telling us our beer tastes like horse pee. So we're going to come up with something
whatever
sweet.
Horse pee tastes like.
I don't know either.
But if I had a guess, it would be Budweiser.
Okay.
No, this is a really good beer, and it's launching out now, so I don't usually recommend beer, but it's a good one. Oculto by Budweiser.
So y'all check it out at your local ABC stores.
Walmart.
gas stations.
It'll be out
where
in a couple
else?
Months.
So it's not officially out.
It's not officially out. This is a taste tester.
Okay.
I'm a taste tester.
I guess you're the Budweiser representative.
Yeah.
Right now.
And they know I usually only drink wine, but they're like, Nikki will drink beer. I'm like, okay, it's free, right? I'm like, all right, I'll take it. It was good, though. I was impressed.
Cool. That's cool. So y'all come on out, 700 Gervais Street at the Rocket Man Dueling Piano Bar. Come on out and have a good time.
Woo!
People are really just there. They singing in harmony. I mean, I've never seen nothing like this before.
If you come in tonight, Nick, ask for Nikki. Here.
Oh.
I ain't
got a round of beer yet. Yeah, that's all.
You got to ask for me, though.
So, Nikki, can I get?
Yes. One round of beer.
I'm greedy.
It's okay. I got you, baby.
All right. That's what I'll talk about.
I saw you singing karaoke today in my eyes. And so, just saying.
Don't get it twisted now. I can perform.
Well, you can't sing. Like I said, you need to stick to talk radio.
She heard me sing.
Yeah, it's bad, right? I plead the fifth. Well, I invited him over to my house for karaoke tonight, one night anyway. And it's only because I can't sing for poopy. And so he would make me actually look good.
I tell you, my go-to person is Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, I like some Lenny.
I sing like.
But
American
I usually
Woman.
Do like Black Velvet in the Sweet Summer Night.
Is that Lenny Kravitz?
Black Velvet. No, it's not. I don't know who
what
sings
that,
but I like it. I don't know.
I think I actually know that song.
I don't
know
who. It's
it
good,
is.
Right?
Yeah, I like that song.
I like the soul, sultry, raspy voice kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
My husband, all of the Elvis, he like takes the mic, won't let nobody have it. My kids want to sing like Frozen. He'd be like, no, get away from the mic.
If I'm going to tell to all the kids around the whole entire world and the galaxy and the galaxies over the other galaxies, if I hear another kid sing Let It Go, I'm going to blow up everything.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Oh, wait. I'm going to bar the song for Let It Go. I'll
oh, my
that.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
gosh.
And she's going
oh my
to
God.
Tell the piano guy.
Oh,
is
my
it a pianist?
God.
Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Pianist?
Pianist.
She's wide open, ain't she?
Yeah, I need to go take pictures.
Sing Let It Go. He probably won't want to sing it either. I hope he doesn't want to sing it. I really hope and pray so.
He's like, what is Let It Go?
Yes.
No, I'm just playing. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know the words to this song? Somebody help me sing. Y'all do it. All right, here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
You saw the movie Frozen.
No.
Right now.
No. They're about to sing Frozen.
On the radio. So make some noise right now, y'all. Make some noise.
Let it go.
Let it go. This is out of control. This is really out of control.
Let it go. Let it.
This is out of control. They're singing Let It Go.
I don't care what they're going to say. Stop picking up.
They are really singing Let It Go.
This is insane.
On live worldwide radio. This is House of Harley Talk Radio.
Let it
Ken,
go.
If you could be out here,
can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and turn the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Just take it from the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
That was amazing! Woo in the house!
Yes! You guys are
I had my off the whole time. But anyway. If y'all are out there, come to 700 Gervais Street. We're having a great time. Ken, if you're out there, man, you need to come on out.
You're missing out, Ken.
Ken, where are you?
Bring your butt on.
We are missing you, man. You're missing a good time. So, 700 Gervais Street. So, if you want to call us, you want to talk to me, you call 347-884-9373. That's 347-884-9373. Okay? Once again, House of Harley Talk Radio is sponsored to you by Lady Susie Q Fashions.com. Okay? Come on out. Enjoy yourself. We're having a good time. Okay? I'm going to take a little break real quick. And we will back. We'll be back on air in a few minutes. Okay? House of Harley Talk Radio. Check us out. 700 Gervais Street. Okay? House of Harley Talk Radio. Let's go.
Come on, man. Come back. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. What's up with the fear? Making the tears rain down.
and take out that garbage.
House of Harley. Talk radio.
And we're back. And we're back. This is House of Harley Talk Radio. We are coming to you live at the Rocket Band Dueling Piano Bar. You're out there. Just come on out and have a good time. We're out enjoying ourselves, having a good time. Jasmine's just singing. She's just pulling them back. She don't even have a mic in her hand. She's just sitting there with her phone and don't realize we're live on air and that we need to be like live on air. Like, she don't even have a mic, and I'm just talking to myself. So, but anyway, it's all good, though. It's definitely all good. Hopefully she can turn on her mic and we can get to talking. Right, Jasmine? Say hello.
Hello.
I can hear you so loud and clear. I can hear you so loud and clear right
can
now.
Can you?
Yes.
You don't have my headphones on.
I'm the only one.
Hi.
Check.
Hey.
So we can just start talking, right? And everything's loud and clear, right?
It's so clear. Oh my God,
clear.
I like this.
So, I know they're because they know about the show, but we just kind of do it again, right?
On a Thursday.
Huh?
On a Thursday.
Huh?
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday. Turning up. On a Thursday. The girl in the club. Y'all. Oh my God.
What's going on out there, people? What's really happening?
You about to mess up everything. We go ahead, man.
Out. Made it out of
we
here.
We were like, calling her now. We were like, Ken, come out, Ken. Please, Ken.
I heard you guys going down Gervais Street. I said, there it is. That's my spot. I'm coming. I'm on my way.
Hey, Nicole. I told Nicole, he ain't gonna show up. I can see you. Nicole was like, wearing my jeans and a sparkly shirt. I went, I'm just wearing jeans. But I can't put money on showing up. And Ken is the king of suits.
And
now.
And what's really good? Hey, you.
Yeah, so everybody's all happy. Right. All we need is Mel. Will form Voltron. I ain't get
yes,
not yours,
please.
But
it's free with Budweiser. If you come out of the Rocket Man, you get a free Oculto beer.
It's the tequila style.
It's really, really
it
good.
Is really good.
I'm gonna go get you a beer.
Please do. Thank you so much. I appreciate
hold
it.
Hold on, I gotta go to the beer. I'll be right back. Okay.
What's really going on, my crew, man? I missed you guys earlier, man. I'm sorry I'm showing up fashionably late.
It's all good. This isn't like you, though.
Normally,
sitting in the parking lot
like 2 days before.
Hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And we show up like an hour late. And he's like, these ninjas.
And I was way early for the other meeting. It didn't start for 45 minutes late.
Oh, wow.
And so my whole schedule out for me. I gotta go meet House of Harley. I'm on my way. And I didn't even text you. I just
wow.
I'm on my way. I'm
see,
on my way.
And that's what you're going in the Marines. You went away in the Air Force.
You know, be right there
see
you
how us
that.
Air Force guys
see,
are.
There you go.
You know. Be late.
That's it.
But it's all good.
So what's been going on? What did I miss?
Man, it was live in here, man. It was like, they were like throwing those little cards around, because Cole had a speed dating event.
Right.
At the same time, Budweiser was releasing new product.
Here's, like,
they don't care about me.
Oh my.
She brought everybody a beer. My beer.
Going back to get it too. Get on, get down there, do it.
But anyway. This beer that you're holding, actually.
Yes.
We're actually doing some advertising for Budweiser.
Very good.
The
beer that they're going to be releasing in about 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Called Oculto.
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 Oculto. Oculto. Beer. So, yeah. Do you taste? How's it taste?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's got a touch.
And I'm not, I told you, I'm not a beer guy.
Yeah.
I don't really drink beer like that.
Neither am I. I'm not a guy, but I'm not a beer girl.
Not
a
beer
girl.
Girl.
Yeah.
You better not be a guy. I said, you better not be a guy.
No.
Yeah. But anyway.
It tastes pretty good. I like this. This is good. This is good.
Yeah, so we're doing like promotion, so
you are.
Maybe in the future, Budweiser.
They will hear us.
You hear this broadcast.
And sponsor
us. You know, we need some sponsoring.
Need some sponsoring.
So if you go
here
to GoFundMe.com, support HOH. You know, we'll love to advertise for you.
House
get it out there. We are the people for the job.
We will be
sending
this episode to Budweiser.
Yes, we will. I will be sending this link to Budweiser.
House of
we are
Harley.
Out giving you free promotion
Okoto.
At the moment.
We love it.
Okoto beer is so good, man. It's real good. It is the beast. I thought you gave me two.
House of Harley.
But yeah. But anyway. Did I do that right?
You did it right. That's it.
That's it, right?
That's perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect.
I thought I was supposed to fizz up.
Nope, you're good. Cheers. It's really good.
Put the lime in.
Yeah, you do. So the dueling man is doing his thing, I see.
The lime is better,
yeah.
I threw mine away.
Yeah, you're supposed to put it in there.
I kind of, like, sucked on it and threw it away.
That is disrespect.
We're turning up on a Thursday, y'all.
On a Thursday.
House of Harley Talk Radio.
On a work day.
On a work
day. Speed Dating SC. Koto Beer. Come on out. 700 Gervais Street. At the Rocket Man Dueling Piano Bar.
Oh. And he is rocking.
The now, second person had just arrived.
Oh, there we go. All right. She's about to rock out, too, right? He threw out the Vulcan sign, too. He did the spot to it. Yeah.
It's about to be on.
It's about to be on and popping up.
So, Ken, have you ever seen something like this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have. When I was stationed overseas, they had a place down in London that actually did this. And they encouraged people that if you knew a little bit of piano, you could sing, you could actually join it because they're big in karaoke over there. And so that was what they were doing. They was, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Charlie Brown big stuff over there. And they would just go, you know, they would battle. They would have like this piano battle. But if you could sing and do some karaoke along with the song, oh man, you got big prizes. Yeah, that's great. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
So cool. It was funny.
I'm talking into the beer mug. I'm like, yeah.
See that?
Yeah. Like that's the microphone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Testing.
Test one, two.
House of Harley. Talk radio.
Yeah, man. This is something that we're going to be doing. We are event enhancers. So if you have an event, if you have something that you want to get out there and you want to enhance your by inviting House of Harley, what we will do is we'll invite us to your event and we will interview them. And if you have like a special subject, something in mind you want to talk about, you can just hit us up. Put on a show, you guys enjoy yourself, we'll be an added feature to your event. So if you're interested, you can hit us up at House of Harley Talk Radio at gmail.com. I'll make sure I said that right. House of Harley Talk Radio, gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at HOH Talk Radio. And definitely, we're going to be looking to do these events, you know, upon request. We'll also be searching out events. We're also a part of some events coming up this weekend in the Columbia, South Carolina area. We got a Love Peace and Hip Hop.
Yep, Love.
Is that what it is? Hip-hop. Yeah, Love Peace Hip Hop. Family Hip Hop Day. They're gonna be having Nice and Smooth out there. Moni Love and Big Gimp.
Big
from what was the Big Gimp from I can't think right now, but I'm drinking beer. So I'll come back with it. The group was CeeLo. It was CeeLo. Damn. Sorry, Big M. My mind is I'm losing my mind right now. So if you don't like.
Station break. Yeah. Oaks of Harley. Talk radio.
There you go. So,
what are the events we got going on this weekend? Because we're going to be all over the this weekend, starting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What else we got going on Saturday?
Definitely. You like the set, Ken?
I love it, man. I love this.
House of Harley Talk Radio. Love it. I love it. What else we have going on Saturday? What else do we have Saturday?
We got Love Peace Hip Hop.
Right.
And for sure, definitely, we got the Bowtie and Heels event.
Yes. Yes.
10 o'clock.
Yes.
And we'll be broadcasting live from there at 11 p.m.
Yes. Yes.
10:30. I'm sorry. We'll be broadcasting there at 10:30. 11 o'clock. There. Best wear your bow tie.
Yes. wear your sharpest bow tie, fella. I'm challenging all the guys that are coming out there to wear your sharpest bow tie to this event because it's going to be really great. Event. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on around us. We're having to concentrate. Concentrate on what's going on. But we're going to have a lot of great stuff that we're going to be doing, and that's one of the events. What is the third event that was another major event that was going on, too? That Phaedra that was actually going to be here?
What's that?
Is Phaedra actually here?
Phaedra's going to be here. Tamala Mann's going to be in Columbia.
Wow. Yeah.
And she's also going to be at Church in Irmo.
Okay.
She's going to be at Church in Irmo and a tattoo.
I just said that.
Wow.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. He just said it backwards.
I'm just repeating what she said, y'all.
He said it backwards.
Oh, no. Repeat what she said.
So, we ninjas all over the place. What a good time here tonight. Good. So she's actually getting on the man. She can do her thing. She can do her thing. She's good. Really.
Have time. We'll be on for a few more minutes. We're gonna log up out of here and get on up out of here and get ready for the weekend because we got a lot coming on. So once again, I wanted to stress about the mission of House of Harley Talk Radio.
Yes.
And the mission is to The mission of radio empower, entertain, and educate all walks of life. And so when we walk of life, we mean all. Whether you're black, white, Asian, Puerto Rican, from the Middle East, wherever you are, whatever you come from, if you're gay, lesbian, bi, transgender, whoever you are, we accept you. If you're a hater, if you're a lover, if you are somebody that's going through troubles, if you're a troublemaker, we accept you for who you are. We want to bring you to House of Harley to talk about these different issues that we have. In our communities, in our families, in our relationships. That is the mission of House of Harley. So you have some people that don't agree with it, but you got to think of it this way. I don't want to get all religious. If you believe in God, you have to believe that God loves us all, whether you're a sinner or you're somebody that's not sinning. God loves us all. And you got to think about it. If God made everybody to just follow what God to be boring. So the thing about God is that put us together, one another, each other, treat each other right, and it's another opinion. And the whole point of it is I leave God up to do judging of one person. That's the mission of House of Harley. We accept you for who you are. We accept you for where you come from. And one thing that we're looking to do is bring us all together to talk about all these different issues that we have. So once again, I'd like to point out, you know, we're all black people here. I'm the host, the co-host. We're all black. But right now, the bar is filled with white people. And we've been getting nothing but love. And that's the way that we want to go about our business.
Exactly.
Is spreading our love, spreading the message and the mission of House of Harley Talk Radio. It takes a village, y'all.
It takes
and I stress that that's really important. So I wanted to put that out there one more time.
It takes
again.
It takes love one another. We have to care about one another, care about each other here, and we care about our viewing and listening audience. We care about you guys. We care about everything that goes on in our community, and we want you to be a part of it.
Yeah.
That's really, really important for us. for everyone that is within the sound of our voice that you be a part of this movement. And it is a movement. It is something that we want to do. We want to spread it. We want to make sure that everyone is included in what we're trying to say here and what we're trying to do. And that is to include everyone in the House of Harley mission. I got to say that station break one more time. Station break. House of Harley.
House of Harley. Talk radio. To him, Jess.
Harley. Talk radio.
Yeah. And we got all the beer. Budweiser. We got to you, Budweiser.
Yes,
so looking for us, okay?
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
We're going to take a little break real quick, and we'll be back.
House of Harley.
Check us out. House of Harley. Okay? House of Harley Talk Radio. We're coming back to you live at the Rocket Man Dueling Piano Bar. We're out here enjoying and having a good time. We got Ken. We got Ken in the place. We got Jasmine.
What's up? We got
Nicole. We got a bunch of people out here enjoying themselves. So we're going to interview some people. Give them the mic. We got some people out here enjoying themselves at the Rocket Man Dueling Piano Bar. It's really cool. Everybody's having a good time. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well.
And what's your name?
My name is Matt Tobin.
Matt Tobin.
Yes,
cool name.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I mean, I just got one of those names, I guess.
Yeah, that's a cool name. My name, my son, Tobin.
Hell
anyway,
yeah.
So how are you enjoying yourself?
I'm having a good time. This is my first time at the Dueling Piano Bar, but it's really cool. Everybody's having a good time.
Awesome.
Everybody's getting a little loose, you know, having a couple drinks, and it's a good time.
Yeah. This is actually my first time, too. I've never seen anything like this here. So
yeah.
It's definitely kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. It's blowing my mind. I mean, you can basically shout whatever song you want. I say "Hey Ya" by Outkast, and somehow he knew what that was. So we're going all the way from classic rock to contemporary hip hop. So we're having a good time out here.
I wish I had enough mics. I give everybody mics. Yeah.
Yeah.
So go ahead. What's up?
I don't have as much to say as you.
You good? So what's up?
The one song that he put the dollar for.
And what's the song?
What's like from A Nice Tale, Taking Care of Business.
Oh, every day, taking care of business.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that song. Yeah.
That's a,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
But they haven't played it yet, so.
Maybe he'll play it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Eventually. They did play Brandy, so that was good.
Oh, man. So do you come out here often?
No, I think all of our first time out.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
So we're all Rocket Man Dueling Piano Bar versions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All of us, it seems like.
We are.
Yeah.
We're losing our Rocket Man virginity right now. It's all good, though.
It's cool, though.
It's really cool, yeah.
Is it your first time, or have you been out
here? It's my first time.
Yeah.
It's my first time here. My first time seeing.
We got to get it packed next time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. Are y'all from the Columbia area?
Yeah.
Okay.
We all go to USC.
Gamecock. That's all.
Gamecock.
I'm a Gamecock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Gamecock.
Class
Game.
Of...
2015.
No.
Yeah.
I'm class of 2002.
It can't be that long.
Yeah. See, I didn't have...
yesterday.
Yeah, well... I don't know. When I was going, I didn't have all those nice new buildings that y'all have. Y'all got nice, pretty buildings.
Him and I are journalism. We're still in the basement of the Coliseum.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I know y'all mad.
Eventually. No, I'm just jealous I don't get to be above ground.
Yeah.
Oh.
Connor is...
Connor is on Connor the board.
If y'all can see Connor,
out of control.
Connor is really.
Oh my.
Out of control.
Speed dating at speed.com.
That is so out of control.
Speed dating at speed.com.
Yeah.
Connor is wide open.
Speed dating at speed.com.
Connor. Connor.
Hey, you only Seth. Mean the ones who ride plastic horses on speed dating.
Come on, come on.
Speed dating at speed.com.
Speed dating.
Speed dating at speed.com.
So this is Connor, and
coming live.
He finished his
horse.
I'm trying to get a horse
back.
Woo, woo.
But speed dating is the fucking shit.
Your boy. That's right.
Jet.
Connor is wide open.
You know what I mean?
Claim him.
Oh.
So I'm hoping it has a few drinks in them, right?
I mean, it's been free beer for about 3 or 4 hours
good.
So a few would be putting it really easy for all of us, I think.
So he's not normally like that.
No, I wouldn't give him that much. He's normally like that. It doesn't take the drinks. It's just him.
That's good.
The drinks just help. I mean, the drinks help with the fake horse and the cowboy hat.
Get over there crying, man. I can't hear you, but he's gone.
Yeah, the bride's going down right now. It's loud.
They're all over there.
Yeah.
They are having a ball over there. And this is phenomenal. He's just bouncing around. He's done.
Say what?
Okay,
go ahead.
What's your name, babe? Did you like speed dating?
With somebody.
I'm
not a good singer. I apologize.
The question I asked, are you always turned up like this?
Yes.
Sir, I'm always turned up as long as I'm living.
Yes. Yes, he is.
God is turned up, man. That's my boy right there.
Can I clarify that the pictures will be posted? Please tell me you're posting pictures of him. Tell me you're posting pictures of him later. Because if you have the chance to check out the pictures,
just go Facebook page, see all cards.
Okay.
You can find all the stuff. So we'll post pictures.
Wait, you did do a bio on him.
A bio?
Tell him what I think about the speed dating. Yeah. I'm going to be there Sunday. I asked you if you were going to be there.
Oh.
Are you?
No, baby.
Then I'm not coming.
Well, are you looking for love or what?
I don't know what I'm looking for.
Okay, we can work
that's a good that. Answer, right?
No,
talking about
not.
Speed dating?
No.
Oh, there, yeah.
Yeah, on the spot.
So are you that Detroit Red Wings?
I'm a Detroit Red Wings fan. Ah! Take a look at that game right now. We're up 2-1.
Hell yeah! I'm serious.
Is it the playoffs? Okay.
No, Detroit fan. Well, we are going to go up tonight.
Connor is still turned up. It's all good. It's good stuff.
I'm sorry you let us over here. I'm so sorry. For whatever gets on the air, of this group of people.
The Red Wings?
Yeah.
Okay. I would rather play hockey than watch it.
Mr. Harley,
you can't play hockey, babe.
You can't play hockey,
babe.
Everyone would rather play hockey than watch.
No, you can't. Stick to talk, karaoke. We are back. House of
Okay, comes back.
Y'all love this song.
Oh, you want to sing?
Small town girl, living in a lonely world. She couldn't let the train go anywhere. But the city boy, born and raised out in
wide open. We are live. Pot is still singing.
The smell of wine and cheap perfume. What smile you can share the night. It started on and on. Strangers.
Get a little bit of the lady singing. We'll check this out. We're gonna get one of the ladies singing on the piano. We're gonna get her live, okay? House of Harley Talk Radio.
Lay down and die on all that I'll say. Oh, House of Harley Talk Radio. Let's go.